بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال الله تعالى: إن النظرة سهم من سهام إبليس مسموم، فمن تركها مخافتي أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that definitely the evil glance, the lustful glance, is an arrow from one of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. It is a poisonous arrow from one of the arrows of shaitan. So whoever leaves it, whoever stops it, مخافتي, due to my fear, أبدلته, in return I will grant him إيمانا يجد حلاوته, such an iman, the sweetness of which he will experience. Now, to understand this hadith, the first thing we must understand is that all those sins connected to lust, taking impermissible enjoyment from the opposite gender, they are all extremely detrimental to one's spirituality. Every sin is detrimental to one's spirituality. But this category of sins are extremely detrimental to one's spirituality. And out of all of these, this entire category of sins connected to taking lust and taking enjoyment from the opposite gender, the worst, of course, and the top, rather you can say the bottom, is zina, actual zina. And this is why regarding actual zina, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. That when a person carries out zina, at that time you can say it is as if he is not even a mu'min. Because he is right at the bottom of spirituality. He has hit the bottom. So that is the effect of zina. But any sin connected to lust also carries this effect of being detrimental to one's spirituality. That's why in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he given examples, he said that the zina of the eyes is the glance. The zina of the hands is touching someone impermissibly. To explain to us that all of these, maybe not to the same level, but they carry that effect of zina in that they are very detrimental to one's spirituality. That is the first thing we must understand. The next thing we should understand is that as a person progresses, he works on his spirituality, what happens? The first thing that happens when a person works on his spirituality is that his inclination towards zina increases. His inclination towards the hereafter increases. Inclination towards the world, towards sin, decreases. And the more he works on his spirituality, it increases. He becomes more and more practicing. And then the highest stage is that after he is not only practicing, now he begins enjoying the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. That is a very high stage of spirituality. So spirituality starts with inclination towards deen increases. And it ends with a person enjoying practicing upon deen. Now we have said that all of these sins connected to lust, they are all extremely detrimental for one's spirituality. And the door that opens all of these sins is the evil glance. Everything else, interacting further with the opposite gender, touching, actual zina, they all come after the misuse of the eyes, the evil glance. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining this, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is a poisonous arrow from one of the arrows of shaitan. When something is poisonous, so you have an ordinary arrow, if it hits someone, it will wound them, but it will harm that part of the body. And if an arrow is poisonous, when it hits, it will not harm only that part of the body, that poison will spread and harm the entire body. Meaning that the evil glance harms one's entire spirituality. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala says, so whoever stops it for my sake. So now he has stopped something which is extremely detrimental to his spirituality. So now he will climb the ranks of spirituality. And he will reach a stage where, in return for this, I will grant him the sweetness of iman. That means he will enjoy worship in my obedience. So we too, this is unfortunately a sin which is rife in our age. But that is not to say it is impossible to stop it. No, there are many people who stop it. And I'm not just talking about people like myself who just live in the masjid and the madrasa. No, I'm talking about people who work in offices, people who go to school and college. There are many of them as well. A person must work on himself, adopt the means that strengthen him. If necessary, find a spiritual mentor. But a person must, if he wants to progress in spirituality and eventually taste the enjoyment of ibadah, he must remove this sin from his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.